From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. The Indonesian human rights activist Munir Said Talib was killed 10 years ago this month. Today, his death remains unsolved, but not forgotten. Indonesians are now preparing to swear in a new president. The governor of Jakarta, Joko Widodo, was elected to the position earlier this year. Munir Said Talib died at a time when civil rights and freedom of speech were suppressed in Indonesia. The activist helped to uncover evidence of the military's involvement in human rights abuses in East Timor and Aceh. He accused high-level members of the State Intelligence Agency of involvement in two deadly military operations. One involved the kidnapping and disappearance of student activists during the riots that led to the resignation of former President Suharto. But speaking truth to power proved harmful. Munir was given arsenic, a poison, while traveling to Amsterdam on September 7, 2004. He died before his Garuda Indonesia flight landed in the Netherlands. It was unclear if he was poisoned on the flight or during a stop in Singapore. Many believe those responsible for his death have never faced justice. Munir led the Indonesian human rights monitor Imparcial before his death. Three individuals from Garuda Indonesia were found guilty of charges linked to the murder, but many people believe the three did not act alone. Some activists claim that those accused were acting on orders from the National Intelligence Agency. They point to evidence of telephone calls and visits between one of the jailed suspects and the deputy chief of intelligence at the time. But during legal hearings, activists say, evidence was suppressed and some witnesses withdrew their statements. Activists point to a United States diplomatic cable from 2007. The WikiLeaks website published the cable. It said witnesses claimed the former chief of the State Intelligence Agency chaired meetings at which Munir's assassination was planned. This month, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry made a statement about Munir's killing. In his words, "Full accountability for all those allegedly involved remains elusive." But some Indonesians say the new president is unlikely to reopen the case. Alexius Jamatu heads the School of Political Science at Pelita Harapan University.
The culture of impunity is so strong, it's massive, and I don't think that he has the ability, he has the experience in order to face such a huge challenge, because for me it is like changing a tacit agreement among the elite not to investigate all these past human rights violations seriously as we might expect or United States might expect.
During his first term as president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono set up an independent team to investigate the case. Activists are urging the president-elect to make the results of the investigation known after he takes office. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz.